evening.
Bracha
has joined.
Martha.
Good evening.
Has joined.
Good evening.
So we will begin. Our study tonight is with Pasuk 279 from section 20 from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Vayera. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Gud Shabrechu, Ishkin Te, Bidkilu, Urkimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urkimu. Le'afta, L'shem, Yodei Bavape, Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Ko Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Ve'hino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu.
Has joined.
Zayadeinu k'nenehu. Pasuk 279. Elaine, Madeline, May Elaine, will you dollars of dollars not tell? May it your dollars of dollars da mean da. Elaine Talyan, May Elaine Tatain. Ve'ilayin v'kola kishura tada uvay kudsha barichu. Ishtam ovda bikareya shamayim deinun ayin raza yudalad batalad dayihu biraza tshivin utrein shamahan deilein. Vinun nafke min v'isa v'yavo v'yes. The translation. These 70 judgments within the Nukva received from those 70 names of Zerantin. Yud Vav Yud He Vav He, which includes 70 judgments, receives from Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is the secret of the 70 names within Zeran-Pin, the one from the other. So these are dependent on those, which means that the lower beings, which are the 70 judgments, are dependent on the upper ones, which are the 70 names of Zeran-Pin. They are all connected together, and they all shine simultaneously. And thus the Holy One, blessed be He, appears in His glory. As we have stated, the heavens have a numerical value of 70, and the secret of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, without the letter Vav, is the secret of the 72 names, derived from the three verses, and He went and He came and He stretched out, which appear in the portion of the parting of the Yam Suf. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this verse is clear as written. And this is Sitre Torah, at least to me. The commentary by the Bracha, verse 279 is informing us that both heaven and earth light, energies within the Sephirot gridwork, together as a team with Hashem in charge officially. The three-column Sephirot structure is balanced interdependently and simultaneously. They each are performing dependently between each other. They return to balance when judgment's call has been completed and the recycling begins again. Note the words used to describe this spiritual built-in fail-safe process. 70 judgments within the Nukva and Zeranpin, the four-letter name of Hashem, dependent, all is connected together, all shine simultaneously, and 72 names derived from the three verses. Questions, comments, thoughts.
That was a great commentary.
You know, kind of what comes to mind is an electrical circuit that when you flip the switch in your house, the light comes on, but there is a process of electrons, protons, and neutrons that all have to work together to get that light to come on. So my whole concept together is that everyone is working together in heaven and in Malchut with the judgment. And I don't know where I'm going with this, but and it's kind of like if you they all get back in balance. When they're in balance, then the electrical circuit is complete.
Randy, your comment is correct, actually, because the electron, the protons, and the neutrons have to always work together in order to manifest anything, in order to be unified. Mm-hmm. And what this verse is really telling us, it's easy to say that heaven and earth are unified. But what that means is that the three columns of the tree of life have to be unified both in Zeron Pin and in Malchut. And what is this? There's a difference between the unity of Zeron Pin and the unity of Malchut. What is the difference? In essence, one is the unification of intertwining the right and the left columns and calling it unified. They touch each other, or they intertwine with each other. And in Malchut, they have to do the opposite. So if they intertwine in heaven, in Zeron Pin, they have to touch in Malchut. And all of this has to be communicated between all of the different levels. And so when we think in terms of the simple idea of pushing the buttons on a remote control and we change the channel on a television set versus the complexity of learning how to build that remote control and understanding what happens when you push the button and why that allows the TV to change channels. This is what this verse is really describing. And Malka, your comment about that it's a great commentary, I agree with you. But would you like to expand on that?
No, sir.
Okay.
So what you're kind of actually saying is by reading this verse and understanding it, that you're learning how to actually build the complex remote that controls the TV.
That's correct.
Well, I can understand that better.
It's one thing to use the remote, and it's another to build it.
So to be able to build this remote or this connection, then do we use prayers to actually build the connection and make it connect? What exactly do we, how do we make that connection? Is it prayers? Is it fasting? Is it the DACA? Or is it, what makes that connection?
Drum roll, please.
Yeah. All of it.
The answer is yes.
I love your answers. I know.
What time is Brandy? Go ahead.
I just said I love your answers. They're so vague.
No, it was very clear. Go ahead, Brandy.
Like mine.
My thought is this. When we study the Zohar, we have to remember the one thing, that it's describing the process that's being taken place. But if we return to the basic roots of Tanakh, which is just the basic understanding of Ecclesiastics, Proverbs, the books of wisdom, and the books of writings, we discover that Hashem reminds us that man tends to make simple things complex. He doesn't want us to get involved with just knowing the map. So we have a choice here. We choose either to know the knower's knowledge, or our real choice is to stay close in that connection spiritually to the Creator that we have come to understand is right here with us, guiding us. He's like our compass if we just stay alert when we need to, depending on what the tikkun work we came here to fulfill. Because on the Hasidus understanding, we came here to uncover the hidden sparks that were done of the sins of Adam. That's part of our work. And that has to do with how we walk in our faith walk and trusting solely on the lovingness of our Creator. If we could keep that focus and understand that even when we feel exasperated, tired, then just know that Father's with us constantly, and we have that awareness, we will be led to the places of how to do our own individual work that affects the collectively on the whole. Sometimes I find that, generally speaking, men who tend to want to describe things think that's the process. Well, maybe it is. But in my context, you have to decide, are you seeking to study Zohar because you want to just know how the process works? Or are you doing this to have an understanding of the greatness and the awe and even the dread of fear of knowing that this tremendous Creator of ours, beyond our comprehension as man, as long as we are in the Malkut world, once we have that understanding, it's amazing how even during these troubled, scary times of what's taking place in the land of Israel and the struggles they're encountering and also throughout the world, France, all of it, the ugly of evil is being revealed. And so we're really being in a process of identifying, so whose side are you on? Are you really striving to maintain that closeness, staying with the spiritual practice tool that you apply daily and continue to walk in your faith love and realize your purpose is meant to be here? And if we are meant to be removed from this world, my attitude has been, boy, if I get to leave this world while all this trouble is going on, hopefully it will come to the revelation that I've completed my task and I can actually go home. This is not our true world. We are in school. And this school lesson that our Creator has made for each one of us individually has assigned each one of us to fulfill a task that we have forgotten. But as we stay close during these troubled moments of time that scare us, and we keep our faith, and we just keep walking steadfastly, knowing we are not alone. That's why even the last couple of verses we read in the Zohar last week, and it mentioned the angels that were around on three levels, three verses, all of it, just talking about all these beautiful angel names. That, to me, was just a reminder. Those of us who have made our pledge that we're going to stay close to our God, our true God, and we will be protected. The angels are guiding us. They're helping us. They're influencing us. But we're not supposed to worship them. No. They're just there to assist in the task for what we made the decision to be in this world. And that's the knowledge that to me is the most important. Meaning, that knowledge of why I'm here, and two, am I still close with my Creator? Even when I've stumbled, I've made mistakes. You know, just having that awareness that our King, our God, He's here, and He's close, and he's only a call away. That's how I have learned to understand. So even though I'm acquiring understanding with the Zohar light that's given, just staying with the simple basics of the spiritual task will keep us safe, in my opinion.
Can we put in these earth to be safe?
I would say no, because if you're safe all the time, then you're never experiencing what you need to experience to actually change yourself.
But do we have to change ourselves? Why can't
yes,
we just accept
so.
Who we are? If we
well,
accept where we
do.
Are, I believe that that's a lot of influence of the environment. When we really begin to accept who we are, then we don't need to change, because the change comes naturally before us, and we'll know how to walk intuitively as we are assisting others around us. That's what I understand. Sorry.
Go ahead, Brandy.
What I was going to say, if, like Bronco says, if this is our schoolhouse, then what I've learned from school is when you teach children, when they acquire new knowledge, they integrate that into their themselves, maybe their daily life, and then they do change. And the changes actually help them make either better choices or worse choices. And that's how you learn.
I think you can all understand that there are differences in opinion. And every soul has a different task than the other souls.
Right.
And this verse is describing it to every soul. So for some people, it will be understand it simply. And for others, it will be dig deeper into the complexity. For some people, their task is to build the remote control as the metaphor. And for others, it's to push the buttons on the remote control. The essence of all of this discussion is an entry into what are the 72 names. They're names, they're attributes of Hashem. He's gifted those attributes to us. How do they work? You don't need to know. Do you want to know? Then we'll teach you. Not meaning me, I won't teach you, you'll learn. I read an absolutely amazing revelation in a few sentences on an essay tonight or today. It's an email that came out of Chabad. It's an email, I'm paraphrasing the title, something about learning to mikveh in Tokyo. And the two sentences are the one sentence that just spoke to me. Was the Rebbetzin was studying as a chavruta, as a study partner with this woman. And they were studying the Zohar about Chaye Sarah. And the woman, the student, was looking at the Zohar's discussion that it was really difficult to study Zohar. And the Rebbetzin said, we don't study Zohar. We learn Zohar. Study is intellectual. Learning is living. This morning we talked about one of the blessings of the Torah that we say in the morning. There's two others. But when you put all three of those together, you have the same idea. Are you saying a blessing? Are you drawing the energy of the blessing? Are you connecting to Hashem through the blessing? Or are you living the blessing? Are you being a blessing? Are you receiving a blessing? Or are you are the blessing? There's no right or wrong answer, and this was not an argument. It was a machloket. What is a machloket? The simple explanation that is very complex. A machloket is a search for truth. And in the process of searching for truth, you have to be doing binding by striking. You have to hit each other. You have to argue. But it's not an argument. It's digging deeper, penetrating the shells. All of these words are metaphors. What are we doing studying this Zohar? We're not studying it. We're learning it.
That was a great explanation.
You broke up, Brandy. Say it again.
That was a great explanation. And
I'm glad you appreciated it. I had no idea what I said.
Well, I know, because that's when I started off talking about the electrical and I was channeling, and then
yes.
I broke the circuit, and it was like, well, I don't know where I am. So,
but you ask a question. You ask, where do you start? What do you do? You know, what do you do? Do you do bespoke? And, I don't know. You listed several things.
Mm-hmm.
My comment was just going to be something simple. And the verse told you, from Rabbi Isaac's comments, which appear in the portion of the parting of the Red Sea. Okay, so go to Beshalach, find it, see how it's written. And then every day you say the 72 names as part of your prayer time. I know you do. So what's the one that's special for you? I know for myself, it's in every lesson, my name, that is of the 72 names. It's in every lesson we do, every one. Every Shabbat, the Shir HaShirim, the Book of Joshua. You know, sometimes it has a yud in front of it, which has meaning. Sometimes it has a vav in front of it. And then sometimes it doesn't have anything. And right at first, I would count the number of verses and, you know, do the gematria of what were the first letters and all. But, you know, I could have spent all day of Shabbat just so many times. That's kind of like a beginning start for me. Now I'd like to start seeing other names as often as I see my own personal one. And then we studied the next portion in the ladies' group with what happened after they crossed the sea. And so it just, I don't know, Hashem, I feel like he's the teacher too. And he leads you to the next step of what are you, what are, what's the next step to understand it better. So I guess I'm telling you what was my experience. It might not be yours, but I remember your name meant darling, darling with God or darling to God, which has a lot of meaning. I'd say start with your own 722 name that matches with your birth date.
I'm not sure everybody understands that connection of matching the 72 names to your birthday. I'm going to just explain it quickly.
Okay.
There are 72 names, and there are six names to each of the 12 months. So essentially, there are multiple connections between you and different 72 names. One of which is for the month of your birth, those names connect every 5 days, they connect to the people born in those 5 day period. And I'm jumping around the 5 days, but suffice it to say, you each have a personal 72 name. There's an attribute that reflects and assists you in your tikkun. And that's what Kana was referring to. And it's an excellent lesson.
I just want to reach the point where I see more of the 72 names in each partial of, you know.
Well, I know, and this has to do with what Vaca said. I know I always say when one of my loved ones leaves or a friend leaves this plane of existence, I always say they got on the bus. They left. Well, the other night I had a dream and there was a bus and people were on the bus, but they would not let me on the bus. And so I guess when it's your time to go, I guess the bus will come get you.
Yeah, it does.
And your tikkun will be through.
Speaking of the bus, I think you all know the name Rabbi Anava.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find him on a YouTube channel. And he has a significant amount of videos. But he has two that I recommend that you watch. And one was about 30 years ago, or the story is about 30 years ago, and it's his near-death experience. And then one was about a year ago, no, 2 years ago, and it was his second near-death experience. And by watching both of them, you really can appreciate the spiritual growth he has undergone in those years. But you can also see how everything is the same. It's really a beautiful experience to compare the two. But we are out of time.
Now, which rabbi was this?
Rabbi Anava.
Is this Alon, Rabbi Alon Anava?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I know who you're talking about.
But most people never see both videos. So it's worth looking at both of them.
The one we watched today was super.
Which one did you watch today?
It had to do with the election, but without, I mean, it mattered. It didn't matter who won the election and how Hashem was in control of the COVID and why he really took the scriptures and showed you how Trump fit when he won the election in 2016, why it was the third year that the COVID came to be, and the year ahead. It isn't a pretty picture of what he had to say. And he wasn't really, it wasn't a political.
No, he never presents things from a political perspective.
You know, he did it with the scriptures. He did it with Gematriot.
Right.
The only thing I found kind of complicated was the font. It was hard for me to tell, you know, and take notes real fast with the type font he had. But you could get the gist of the, you know, of the message without it.
I know sometimes when I've listened to him, he's curled my hair. Some of the things that
you have to listen. You have to listen. But because we've been studying Zohar, he doesn't say too many things that we haven't already heard to a certain degree. Either in the advanced reincarnation class or in Zohar. And he quotes all the books that we read and that we've studied,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Hanok. Mm-hmm. So, but he talks fast, and then he's got an accent. and he goes pretty long. So if, you know, sometimes most of his lessons are a good hour. So it's not easy to listen to. You got to have some time. Or just be so tired you can't do anything else but sit and listen. Which is what happened today. but I thought I was going to take a nap, but I couldn't take a nap because I was listening to him, and it was so, I already knew the lesson, but it was just the idea, the way he was putting it. It was kind of at a deeper level.
You all have a beautiful evening. Our class tonight and the later class, the 7 o'clock West Coast time, is going to be the Ari, and it's titled The Sparks of Sodom.
Okay.
Shalom right. Gadol.
Everyone. Shalom Gadol. Thanks, Hannah.
Shalom Gadol. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, y'all.